Some forward-thinking organizations are making the connection between engaged employees and business results. At the heart of this connection is rethinking how they develop their employees. The Aon Hewitt Research reports several ways to increase employee engagement, including building inspiring leaders, creating and communicating a compelling value proposition, and tying learning to overall career development. However, according to a study conducted by the Association for Talent Development, only 38% of learning and development professionals think their organizations are ready for learners of the future. Companies now recognize that engaged employees take charge of their development and learn every day, not just when they are in an instructor-led or online program. How do they do this? Often by informally searching the web with their smartphone and finding what they need when they need it. Marketing officers realize smartphones are ubiquitous in our lives, with mobile devices currently outnumbering people. Most consumer brands have a mobile-first strategy, meaning that innovations often appear first on a mobile device. Now consider what would happen if HR departments pursued a similar strategy. We are seeing the consumerization of HR, a term we coined to refer to the need that organizations have to create a social, mobile, and consumer-type experience for employees inside the company. As MIT research finds, the expectation of social and collaborative tools in the workplace is no longer just a millennial request. 57% of individuals across the ages of 22 to 52 bring digital expectations to the workplace. So what are companies doing to put learning at the fingertips of learners? At Qualcomm, the company has created the Qualcomm Employee App Store for employees to access a number of apps selected by the company. The Employee App Store numbers more than 80 apps for learning, communication, health and wellness, news, and virtual meeting facilitation. In order to make the App Store successful, the learning team at Qualcomm uses what it refers to as guerrilla marketing techniques. This means they will have a limited release of an app, perhaps only 500 licenses, and this is released to one internal group. Often this creates an internal buzz within the company, with the employees asking, "What's coming next?" The goal here is to mirror what works in consumer marketing and use this in HR to build excitement and usage among Qualcomm employees. Other companies are joining Qualcomm to provide learning at the moment of an employee's needs. Janice Burns, the Chief Learning Officer of MasterCard, sees more and more of her department's time and resources going to facilitating and motivating employees to access curated, publicly available learning, rather than designing and delivering company-sponsored training programs. Burns shares this. "We are seeing our employees search the web to find an MOOC, Massive Open Online Course, a TED Talk, podcast, or blog, to fulfill their personal development needs. So we are now doing this for them by curating publicly available content to align with their career development needs." This is a huge shift in thinking about the role of learning. It's now about bringing learning to the learner, and this is increasingly happening on their mobile devices. Physical experience. How companies rethink workspace. Today, top talent with in-demand skills can choose to work anywhere, anytime, which may mean working at home, working in a client's office, or going to the workplace. We are seeing companies spending more resources on creating trophy workspaces, which function as a reward for coming to the office. Workspaces are becoming healthier, incorporate better lighting, are more comfortable.